Amen. Book of John, chapter 21. And the first verse there. The Bible said here, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but his disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with the fishes. And as soon as they were come to land, they saw fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153, and for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. Hey. That third verse said, Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. And they said unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth, entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. And that seventh verse said, Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked and did cast himself into the sea. Amen. Read just a little bit in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 17 there. Very familiar scripture here as well. Chapter 1, book of Ruth, verse number 17. The Bible said here, Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass that when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? Then chapter 4, just a little bit more reading here. Chapter 4 and verse 14. The Bible said there, And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman. that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than 7 sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is born to Naomi. Did you read that? The Bible said the neighbors gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi. Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way? Pray that the Lord would help us. We need His touch right here tonight. Precious Lord and loving Savior, I thank You for Your many blessings. I realize that we're nothing without You, that we can do nothing without Your help. I pray and ask and desire that You'd speak to us, that You would touch our hearts and our lives and our souls. God, we know that You're able to move and meet the needs of this congregation. I pray You'd anoint our feeble lips of clay. Give us the words to speak that would help, encourage, strengthen, and touch each and every one. I praise You and thank You for it all. In Jesus' wonderful name. If the Lord will help us for just a little while, I'd love to try to preach to us just a simple message on He knows how to put your coat back on. He knows how to put your coat back on. Started out reading a very familiar scripture here in the book of St. John. We know that the Lord has already been crucified here, and where we started reading. And we know that He's already rose from the dead, and He has been showing Himself unto different people at different times. The 2 men on the road to Emmaus, the women that went to the garden tomb to anoint Him. And now they're here, the disciples. And no doubt Peter, this precious man. And I have no doubt whatsoever that the Lord loved Peter with a love that only God can love us with. And we know that Peter is in a rough place. He is in a difficult place. And maybe some already testified and talked about how the devil is fighting their minds and warring against their hearts and saying this and saying that, pointing out this and pointing out that, as he does to every one of us. But if anybody has a chance and an opportunity and a reason for the devil to speak to them, I feel like it's this man Peter. For we all know that Peter was the one that stepped up and said, though everybody else forsakes you, I will go to the grave with you. I'll lay down my life for you. And I really feel like in my heart, Sister Mary, that Peter meant every word that he said. For when they came to get Jesus in that garden of Gethsemane, you'll remember the Bible said that Peter took out a sword and he smote off the ear of the servant of the high priest. He was the only one that used a sword. And I feel like he was ready at that time to defend his Savior and his Master unto the death. We know the story. Jesus said, this night the shepherd is going to be smitten and the sheep will be scattered. And he told Peter, this night before that cock crows twice, you shall deny me thrice. And it happened just as he said. He was warming his hands by that fire, and was a damsel that said, you are one of them. And he said, I know not the man. And somebody came and said, yes, you are. I
I've seen you with him before. And he said, I told you, I know not the man. And then they told him again, even your speech betrays you. You talk like you're one of them. And the Bible said Peter began to curse. And then Jesus walked out of that judgment hall. And the Bible said he locked eyes with Peter. And he heard the cock crow. And he went out and wept bitterly. So we know that Peter is embarrassed. He is ashamed. He is hurting in his heart. I failed the man I love the most. I let the man down. And I care the most about. And now they're in a place and Peter says, I ain't got nothing else to do. I go a fishing. It's the only thing that's left and I can do. It is the only thing that's left and I know how to do and that I still can do. And the Bible said the disciples said, we go also. And they went down immediately into a ship and they cast out. And the Bible said they toiled and they fished all night and they caught nothing. And I don't know about you, I fished a few times, but if I'm out there all night and I catch nothing, then I'm ready not to fish again for a long time. And the Bible said that Peter took off that fisherman's coat, and I feel like in my heart it's as if Peter is saying, I'm just giving up on fishing altogether. I failed the Lord, and now I failed in fishing. I can't catch nothing all night. I went to my bass fishing holes. I went to the bass places that are on this sea, and I've caught nothing. I'll just throw in the towel. I'll just give up and say no more. And the Bible said there that John looked out and he said, that is the Lord. After the Lord said, and cast your net on the other side. And you can see Peter as they cast the net on the other side. And the Bible said the Lord filled that net with fishes in so much that it was nigh unto breaking. And John said, Peter, do you know who that is? And he said, who is it? And John said, that is the Lord. And the Bible said Peter girt his fisherman's coat unto him, for he was naked. I'd love to tell us there's times in our life that we face things and go through things, and it just seems like we're ready to raise that white flag. We're ready to give up. There ain't nothing worse than to see a singer give up on singing. There's nothing worse than to see a preacher give up on preaching. There's nothing worse than to see a child of God give up on serving the Lord. And it's been some times that people's been through some rough things and have made them want to take their coat off. But I know a God that is able to cause us to put our coat back on. Hey, I guess it's kind of like Jeremiah. He was in a place, it seemed like every time that he started preaching in the name of the Lord, that they would put him in prison, or they'd throw him in a dungeon, or they'd put him in a pit, the Bible said, where there was no water, only slime, and he sank there. The Bible said in one place one king come to him secretly, and he said, give me a word from the Lord. And Jeremiah told him, if I do, you're just going to kill me, you're just going to persecute me. And the Bible said, he said, no, just tell me. And he told him what God said. And the Bible said that king had him thrown into a pit. And there's an Ethiopian that came and got him up out of there. And Jeremiah gets in a place and he says, I will speak no more concerning this word. I'll just close my Bible. And he said in one place, I am weary with holding in. I'll just close it up. up. I'll take my fisher's coat off. There's only one reason to take a fisher's coat off, and that means you're not going to fish. You're fed up with it. You're just throwing in the towel. But the Lord got to dealing with him. For Jeremiah said, it was as a burning fire that was shut up in my bones. And he said, I was weary with holding in. What's God doing to Jeremiah? He's talking to him at night. He's dealing with him in the day. He's touching his heart. And he's simply saying, cast your net on the other side. Don't put up your net. Don't fold it up. Don't put your gun up in a rack and say, I'm not hunting. I ain't killed anything yet. If you hunt long enough, you'll find something. If you fish long enough, you'll catch something. Hey, listen to me. If you seek in the altar long enough, God will help you. Don't you get tired of fishing. Don't you take your coat off. Let God restore you. Let God refresh you. Let God renew you. Let God put a fire back in your heart. Naomi leaves Bethlehem for whatever reason. I guess in that day, men really made all the decisions. Women didn't have a whole lot of say-so in the Old Testament days. And it may have been that she didn't have nothing to do with them leaving Bethlehem. And she got down there and she lost her husband. She got down there, she lost her first boy. She got down there, she lost her second boy. And she got down there and did not have a thing. And the Bible said she heard in that country of Moab, how that the Lord was blessing His people again in giving them bread. And she got her two daughter-in-laws together. And she said, listen, I've got to go back home. I ain't got nothing in this place. I've got to go back to where I'm from. And we know the story. How Ruth said, I'm going to go with you. I'll go where you go. I'll lodge where you lodge. I'll die where you die. Your people will be my people and your God will be my God. And when she got back in the town, the Bible said them people came around and they said a question. Is this Naomi? That means fair one, pleasant one. And she looks at them and says something that breaks my heart. And she looks at everybody and says, no, I used to be Naomi, but don't call me Naomi anymore. For I'm not pleasant anymore. I'm not fishing anymore. Naomi fished. Naomi worked. Naomi labored. But you can call me now Mara from this day forward. For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. Do you see these wrinkles? Do you see this gray hair? Do you see these tears? Do you see this black dress I'm wearing? I'm wearing it because I lost it all in that place. And I came back with hard feelings. I came back with a hurting heart. I came back with difficult questions. I don't understand. I don't know why. And I'm in a place. I'm not Naomi anymore. I put my fishing coat up. I'm tired of it. I'm not testifying in church. I'm just in a place. I don't feel like I got a song. I'm in Babylon. And I want to be in Jerusalem. And it's caused me to hang my harp in the willow. For I cannot sing the Lord's song in this land, in this place where I'm at. I just can't sing. Oh, I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost. I don't know if we can understand, Brother Steffi, how much the Jews love Jerusalem. It's just a city to you and me. But you remember what the one writer said? If I forget Jerusalem, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. Don't let me say anything else if I forget that city. And now they're in a place they have been stripped away from it. They've been carried down to Babylon where they are laughed at, where they are mocked. They've watched some of their children be killed. They've watched some of their parents be slaughtered. And they're in a place and the king has the gall, that wicked man, the one that took them from their church and off of their instruments and out of their pulpits. Now looked at them, Brother Micah, and he says, sing us one of the songs of Zion. And they look at him and say, how can I sing the Lord's song in a strange land? I left the code of singing back there in Jerusalem when you came and got us. I left my song there. I left my testimony there. I left my joy there. Hear me just a little while. And that's where Naomi's at. Call me not Naomi. I'm not pleasant. I'm not fair. But I'm weeping inside. Hear me just a little while. But I know that God knows how to make Naomi Naomi. God knows how to make Peter put his coat back on. God knows how to make Jeremiah open his Bible. Jeremiah, even it's not Jeremiah without a Bible open. Naomi, it's not Naomi without a smile on her face. And Israel, it's not Israel without singing the song of Zion. How are you going to get Naomi to be Naomi when she's been hurt so bad? When she's been drug through the mud so awfully? God knows how to do it. The Bible said her daughter-in-law gets married to a man by the name of Boaz. And I really just don't understand what's taking place here. I mean, Ruth is the one that has this boy. It is her boy. It is her son. She went through the labor. She went through the pain. She is the boy's mama. And the Bible said here, and the women said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name might be famous in Israel. They're not talking one bit to Ruth. They've done went out of the hospital room, and now they're in the grandmother's room, and they're saying, blessed be the Lord has been good to Naomi. He's give you a son. Wait a minute. That ain't her boy. That's Ruth's boy. And the Bible said that Naomi took that boy and she nursed him. And the Bible said that they begin to sing and testify and say, there is a son born to Naomi. They didn't say there is a son born to Mara. They may have said it the first time, but she stopped them flat. He ain't got a Mara ain't got a son. Naomi's got a son. But you said the other day that you was bitter. You said the other day that you quit singing. That was the other day that the Lord put my coat back on. But the Lord put the harp back in my hand. And I'd love to tell you, regardless of what takes place, there is a God that can put a song back in your heart. But David said, he set my feet upon a solid rock and he put a new song in my heart. He even praises in Babylon. I got to worship in that place. I got to magnify him. He can't put your coat back on. Elijah, what a powerhouse that man is. Elijah, just when we hear that name, we think about somebody God has touched. When he ran from Jezebel and Ahab, the Bible said in 1 Kings 19:4, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree and requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father. Elijah, the preacher's over. It's enough. Been through enough. I just come out here by this cave and under this tree, Lord, to die. My last string just broke. My last nerve just got clipped. It's enough. If somebody says it is enough, that's what they mean. I tell my girls that sometimes. Enough is enough. And sometimes, you know what they say to me? I'm going to get my stuff. Hear me just a little while. That ain't where Elijah's at. He's at a place he's saying, enough! Is it not? I've not had enough, Lord. I've been done through too much. I believe maybe like Paul said at one place where he said, I was pressed out of measure. I was pushed beyond my limits. I was stretched beyond what I can be stretched. And that's where Elijah is at. And he really feels like, and maybe it's so. It is enough. I can't take no more. There ain't no way I can preach. There ain't no way I can mentor Elijah. He don't even know Elijah yet. There ain't no way I can teach him about God's goodness when I'm in the shape that I'm in. But God got to dealing with him. He sent him an earthquake. He sent him fire. He sent him a wind blowing. And then he brought a still small voice. And he told him, Elijah, what doest thou here? Get up. Elijah, what doest thou in this place? It ain't enough. I've just started. I've got 7,000. And ain't bowed to me. And they need to hear your voice. They need to hear your song. Hear me, church. I'm simply trying to tell us that God can put your coat back on.
Maybe just a simple illustration. You ever seen somebody that really loved doing something? I wouldn't say I loved hunting, because it really don't bother me if I get to do it or if I don't get to do it. But I know some people that love it. And there's been some that went hunting and maybe an accident happened. Maybe their son got killed or somebody dear to them got killed. And to watch them take that gun that you know they love, take it over to the wall, hang it up on a mantle or on some kind of gun rack. Maybe tears running out of their face. And you know why they're hanging it up. They ain't never going to use it again. And every time they look at it, they want to hold it. They want to use it. They want to experience those good times that they used to experience. But that hurt and that accident and that problem and that situation and that death come rolling back, kind of like Jacob when he lost his boy. The Bible said, now Jacob loved his son Joseph more than all of his brethren. And he sold him a coat of many colors, and he gave it unto him. And the Bible said one day all 11, 10 of them boys, his brothers, got this idea up when they saw Joseph coming over the hills. Let us seize on him. Let us take him. Let's see what will become of this dreamer. And they sold him and got that coat, and they killed a calf or a sheep or a goat, one of those. And they dipped that coat in the blood. And they went back to Jacob and they said, is this Joseph's coat? And he said, yes, it is. And he said, my son, he's been torn by a wild beast. And God had already told him, you will be called Jacob no more. But from this day forward, your name shall be called Israel. But you read that story after the death or the supposed death of Joseph. The Bible said, and Jacob said, but God knows how to make Jacob Israel again. The Bible said, now when Jacob saw the wagons that Joseph sent to carry him, the Bible said this, Israel said, my son is alive. I will go see him. I'd love to tell us, if you let God in this altar tonight, he can
can show you something that'll take Jacob away and give you your coat back. He'll give you a desire to cast that net and to go. Get out to Elijah. Keep fishing, Peter. Open your Bible, Jeremiah. Let God put your coat back on. Call me not Naomi. Call me Mara. For the Almighty hath dealt there bitterly with me. Has he? Has he? She said God dealt bitterly with me. She said I went out full and I came back empty. But there's somebody standing by. Are you empty? Has he dealt bitterly with you? She came back in the beginning of barley harvest. Has God been dealing bitterly with you? When He brought you back in a time that you'd have something to eat? When He brought you back with somebody by your side? When He brought you back with somebody that's going to bear you a son? When He brought you back with somebody that's going to put a harp back in your hand to sing with? Hear me just a little while. I feel the good Holy Ghost in this place. And I'm trying to preach to us about He knows how to put your coat back on. I've went through some things. I've went through some things that I didn't understand. I've went through some things that was hard on me. I've went through some things that was difficult on me. And I've went through some things that I did not feel like testifying. I'll just be very honest with you. I went through some things that I didn't feel like getting up and preaching. I'll just be honest with you. I went through some things that I didn't feel like laughing. I didn't feel like lifting my hands. Amen. Different times. Amen. Maybe one of them just come to mind. When my dad was murdered, got back to church there. There's in revival that week. And the man preached on hell. And I went to the altar. I wept and cried. All that was in my mind is that's where my dad's at. He's rolling. He's sinking. He's crying. He's weeping. He's a crying. He's a seeking. He's a calling out over and over in my mind. I didn't feel like singing. And my pastor told me, I'm glad he preached on hell tonight. I wanted you to hear it. He meant so you could get over it and get going and get back in the saddle. I didn't walk back in the saddle. And I don't know how God done it. But I know one thing. He put my coat on. I felt it. And He slid this arm in the sleeve. And He slid this arm in the sleeve. And it got in my heart. I don't know where it came from, but a song got to bubbling and a praise got to flowing. I'd love to tell you, in your place, He can put your coat on. In your place, He can make you pleasant again. Oh, we can kick Jeremiah all we want. That boy went through. And in a pit somewhere, and in captivity somewhere, knowing if you put this on, you might go in another prison. You might face another hard week. But the Lord got to fit you. For He said it was as a burning. He didn't just say it was as a fire. He said it was as a burning. Ezekiel said it like this. It's all the same thing. It was like a wheel within a wheel. It was as a burning fire. Oh, it just hurts my heart to see Peter sit down. A fisherman, of all fishermen, sit down and say, I'm not fishing no more. Take his coat off. I'm just giving up on it. I can't do anything right. They don't nothing work out for me. And then hear something from the shore. Cast the net on the other side. I can't. I done took my coat off. I can't fish anymore. I done gave up on it. And then you see the other disciples cast the net on the other side. And they get to pulling it in. That thing is full of fishes. And then He says, children, have ye any meat? And Peter Peter says, no! That's why I took my coat off. There ain't nothing went right. Hey, that's why I gave up. Amen. That's why I'm throwing in the towel. And then they get to dragging it in. And John says, Peter, do you know who that man is? And he said, who is it? It is the Lord. The first thing Peter did, let's put on his coat. What are you doing? I thought you quit. I'm not quit yet. If that's the Lord, I'm going to try again. And I'd love to tell you, He is a God of another chance. He is a God of restoration. You tell Him, go down to Potter's house, and you tell Him, so shall I do with Israel. If they're marred, I'll make them again. I'll make them a fisherman. Hey, I'd love to tell us, He can put our coat back on. My wife would get us a song, Greg. I got one of the best mother-in-laws in the world. A godly woman. The devil done something to her a while back. And he done it to stop her from obeying God. Listen to me. I'm talking about somebody that when they step out, Sister Hand, the power of God falls. I'm talking about a good saint of God. The devil done something to her. It caused her not to want to step out anymore. Just want to sit down. Just want to take the coat off. Ain't nothing going my way. We was in service there not long ago at our home church stand. I don't know how it happened. I can't tell you. I don't guess it was anybody that done it. But I have seen her worship since that thing happened. The Lord knew how to fit her arms back in her coat. Hear me just a little while. Israel belongs to Jacob. His name got changed by that brook. He is Israel, because God changed him. For the Bible said the Lord spoke to him and said, as a prince hast thou power with God and man. The things happened that made him take that coat off. And the devil wants it to stay off. Because any time Israel wears Israel's coat, something happens. Oh, the Holy Ghost. Hey, our children will never get saved as long as our fisherman's coat is off. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Ruth will never believe in God as long as Naomi takes Naomi off and she takes Mara on. Amen. Ruth will never believe what Mara says, but she can't help but believe what a spirit-filled Naomi says when she sees it in her and she sees it on her and she knows what that woman is saying is right. She's heard many religions. When Naomi got to telling her in Moab about the Lord God Jehovah, about the God of heaven, about the God that made the stars and the earth and the grass to grow, she knew something was different about it. She has seen the statues and she's seen the idols, but what she needs to see is Naomi. What they need to hear is Peter with his coat on. What they need to see is Jeremiah with his Bible open. What they need to see is Elijah out fiery, living for God. I'm here to tell us, get out from under that tree. Get out of that cave. Get out of that bowl. And let God do a work in your heart. Let's obey the Lord, church. Let's obey the Lord right here tonight. Stand with us while my wife is singing. Holy Ghost, have your way. Hey, some coats need to be put back on. Shut it up, boy. Shut it up, boy. Shut it up, boy. Shut it up, boy. Sadadabote, Hita, Sidada, Sadaboho Shere, Hidonalabo, Sanane, Idama, Sayanabote, Hidaba, Salade, Hidonalabosa, Hinama, Salade, Hinamodabosi, Hidalabota, Shadabo, Hinama. Let's be mindful of the Lord. This altar's open. Come up here and let Him fit you. Come up here and let Him fit you. Come up here and let Him fit that coat back on you. It belongs on you. It don't belong on a chair. It belongs on you. It don't belong by the bedside. It belongs on you. It don't belong in the car. Come and let Him fit you. Come and let Him touch your life right here tonight. The Holy Ghost is dealing with souls. Let's worship Him. Let's obey Him, church. Psalms are coming. You come. Let the Lord touch you. Let the Lord do a work in your heart right here tonight. Don't sit there. In the name of Jesus, don't you sit there when you know you need the Lord to help you. In the name of Jesus, don't sit there when you know you need that harp put back in your hand. In the name of Jesus, don't sit there when you know you need that Bible open back up. Amen. Would you come? Would you come? Oh, let's join us right here tonight. Lord, do a work in these hearts. Do a work in these lives. Oh, we ask You in the
life
name of Jesus.
Life doesn't kiss away your pain. In the name of Jesus. All the hurt you can't explain.
Sweet Lamb of God.
When this world's left you underneath His wings, He'll restore your broken dreams. He can love you like no other. No one can touch you like Jesus can. Understand. No one can bind your wounds with nail-scarred hands. No one can touch you like Jesus can. No one can touch you like Jesus can. No one can give you peace when you cannot understand. No one can bind your wounds with nail-scarred hands. No one can touch you like Jesus can. Those hands, they touch the blind, the lame.